I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1899. That was the day that a group of 33 railway clerks gathered in the back room of Barron's Cigar Shop in Sedalia, Missouri. They called themselves the Order of Railway Clerks in America. They affiliated with the American Federation of Labor. Later, the union reorganized as the Brotherhood of Railway Clerks. According to J.F. Riley, one of the men who attended that inaugural meeting, the object of the meeting was to discuss plans against further reduction in salaries and for their general good and welfare. Local clerks had earlier formed what Riley called a crude organization, but they made little progress in improving their working conditions. That was when they decided to reach out to clerks in other cities. They sent out circulars through the mail to try and drum up interest in the union. Riley described the work as slow and arduous. The men had to carry on their union organizing when they were not on the clock. There was no money to pay any of those working to build the union. Despite these difficulties, the union began to grow. A second local was formed in St. Louis, a third in Little Rock, Arkansas, and then a fourth in Kansas City, Missouri. Railroad organizing was often very difficult because owners stood firmly against unionization efforts. Today, the Brotherhood is now one of many that have merged to form the Transportation Communication International Union. All along the history of our roads, rails, and skyways, there are many similar stories of workers banding together for a better future. The workers who keep the United States moving remain an important sector of the modern labor movement. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.